Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, are you in the right job? That's probably a question you get a lot, Louise.
For sure.
Yeah, and you had to walk your own journey.
I did. How? I was very miserable in corporate America and stuck. Felt captive by the golden handcuffs.
Yes.
And
safe job, you know, nice paycheck, but you were not fully alive?
I was not. I was miserable. Yeah. Okay.
And what happened?
I met you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I felt the same way. Like, I was stuck. And how are you today now, though?
I'm tremendously happy.
Yes.
I'm not stuck.
Yes.
I'm motivated to help others get clarity and remove those
blocks, those obstacles,
blocks.
All that.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at you. You are a totally different person than the first time I met you. We joke about the first time I met you.
Yes.
But you look today, you're a mother of a fantastic college student.
Yes.
You are getting married.
I'm getting married.
In a few months.
Newly engaged.
Newly engaged.
Getting married in March.
You put out your book, The Brain Power Pyramid, which, by the way, is fantastic. It teaches you how to think and sleep, and it's like the holistic.
It's to achieve optimal brain energy and physical energy.
Wow.
To do all those things that you want to do in life and achieve that happiness, whatever that looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah. So if you're not fueling yourself the correct way, you're not going to perform the correct
right.
way.
Right.
And I mean, you did, this isn't just Louise's thoughts. I mean, you did a degree.
I did.
During this period.
Yes. Started to write the book, had all these concepts in my head and real life experiences, and then I felt like a fraud. Who am I to say any of these clinical things are real? So I went back and got my master's in psychology.
I love it.
So that I could write my book.
I love it. Now, you don't always have to do that, but when Louise says she's going to do something, she jumps after it. So what would you tell someone right now who thinks, you know what, I might be in the wrong job, I'm not sure, or maybe what would my family think? What would you tell someone who kind of has some fear?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is look at yourself of in the morning when you get up, do you dread going into
work?
Oh,
that's good.
Do you get to the parking lot and just take a few minutes before you actually can motivate yourself to walk into the office? At the end of the day, do you feel drained that you just want to go home and lay on the couch and be a vegetable? Ask yourself those questions, and if those questions are yes, then you know you're in the wrong place. It doesn't mean that you're in the wrong career, it just means you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And I can help with assessing that and figuring out what shift you need to make to experience
that
happiness.
I love that, because stats are that like 86% of the population feels that they're in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. So if you're watching this right now and you say, hey, that could be me, one thing you can do is check out the Brain Power Pyramid. But where can people find out more about you as well?
At careerpowershift.com.
I love it. Careerpowershift.com. And I know you're part of the fire ring. You have been this past year. We're here today.
Yeah.
Even from that first session, some of that work that we did where you celebrated some of your success, you looked at your past achievements. Was that an eye-opener for you?
For sure. Yeah.
I
even now I reflect on how miserable I was in 2013 and the journey every year, and what really set me apart with getting to that next level is setting goals.
Wow.
And they weren't big goals. They were little goals initially.
Yeah.
And then it was the dream shot of okay, what's that future look like?
I love it.
And I totally wouldn't be in a happy relationship personally,
yeah,
if it wasn't for all those things, all those steps to get to that happiness. And I can truly say, yeah, I'm happiest now than I've ever been. But it's bridging that personal with my professional.
Yes, it's all related.
It's all related, and I didn't operate in that fashion for all those years prior to this.
Wow.
So folks, do those micro steps that Louise talks about, because it does. It gives you confidence, you get momentum, and it is cool to see you a soul on fire.
Thank you.
All right, take care, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.